KBOO News this morning visited the Hollywood Transit Center and talked with a few visitors who are adding to the tribute of writing and flowers that were all around. The mood was sober and the feelings were mixed. First, Miranda spoke of the mix of reaction that she felt.
What's your reaction when you see this?
It's a mixed reaction of horror that there's so much hate and that it seems to be building, and also just so much hope and gratitude for the three men who stood up and said that's not okay. And I'm sure they didn't know what they were getting themselves into, but that doesn't change how brave it is. And
how do we go forward from here? What do you have any thoughts about that?
I mean, I think a lot of different little movements that need to come together in a big systemic change so that we're not split between Democrats and Republicans, because there's a lot of people living in poverty and not getting enough mental health treatment, and people choose sides between I'm either for progress or I'm conservative. I'm not saying I think that the man who killed those people had any justification, but it just doesn't serve us to keep splitting into factions, deeper and deeper right. into factions. We need a way to communicate with each other and not just have a call-out culture of shaming on the internet when someone goes against your own belief system. We need, I'm going to show you how smart I am and how much, like, I mean, it doesn't serve us to have these soundbite lessons about justice. We need to hear each other's pain.
Here's Dick Morgan talking about the extent of the outpouring of feelings that were evident at the location this morning.
Did you have any thoughts about how we go forward from here? Any recommendations or ideas about that?
Well, how can we formalize the feeling that the people are putting on the wall here? You know, how can we get that to be a part of our society, you know, rather than this hate? We have to figure out how to be kind to one another, like Ellen DeGeneres says. Be kind to one another. We each have a responsibility to do that.
Finally, we spoke with a Muslim man who said he had come from East Africa some years ago. He spoke about the feelings in the Muslim community and the special peril that women face traveling now.
I was so dismayed to hear that two men lost their life.
Yeah.
Because of the head, you know. And I myself am Muslim, so if someone give their life, and that is just, I was so emotional, you know. It cannot be taken, you know. I mean, there's no room in a head in Portland City, because I moved from origin from East Africa since 1990. This thing I never, you don't see in West Coast, like Washington State or Portland, Oregon, you know. It's not like Midwest, like Montana or North Dakota, you know. I mean, Portland people are very friendly people, for example.
How do we deal with this in the future? What are your thoughts about how we change this situation?
The people, they need to refrain from anything of a hate, you know. They need to show their mercy and love, you know.
Yeah.
I think also this is based on what's coming from Washington, D.C. I mean, basically people, when we elected Donald Trump, are thinking very worse, you know.